want to court him. I don't want another human nor another Jew. He told me this morning, I talked to him about the auto settlement negotiation. And he said that we think the president ought to be required to get in bed and sleep with one that he didn't like for a 4-year term, not knowing if he get a knife in his back or what happened, because he wouldn't make a good president. That would ruin the party, it would ruin us. Well, I want you to get whoever you want. I'm going to be for him. I'm going to help. You got to put, because I don't think that we can afford to say, here's a man and a wife, a team like the president and the vice president. Well, we're going to put a wife over there that makes a sticky in his back as soon as he throws it off a little bit.
Hello?
Senator Holland calling again.
All right. Tell him that Mr. Dave Lawrence is with me, and I will talk to him in just one second.
All right. Hello? Yes, put the senator on, please.
Thanks.
Okay.
Hello?
Senator.
Hello, Mr. President?
Yes, Spencer, how are you?
First, thank you for your birthday message.
Well, I'm sorry that you got another one, but you're the youngest man I know to be having birthdays.
I'm glad to have retained another one. I'm only 72. I'm looking forward to several
more. Well, you act like about 52. I can't keep up with you.
Thank you. Second, I congratulate you and thank you for appointing Leroy Collins. He and I, as you know, don't agree on everything in this field of civil rights, but he's a splendid man to do that particular conciliation job. And, of course, I'm going to help everywhere I can.
Well, thank you, sir.
Now, third, I'm especially interested in Linton Collins. I've talked to you about it before. He's the only man I've ever talked to you about for an appointment. The Court of Claims is what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking for myself, Dick Russell, and Lister Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Dick said that he talked to you once before about this, and he still feels the same way, only if anything stronger. And I know that George feels this way. He told me he was going to mention.
No, both of them have.
He has.
I've got some problems. I've got some other commitments, but I've got a little problem with it, and I don't know how it'll work out. I like Linton, and I've known him for a good many years, and he's been a good friend of mine, just like he has y'all's, and I'm very fond of him.
May I just a moment outline the thing as I see it?
Yeah.
First place, he gave years of his life up here helping Franklin D. Roosevelt in his patronage problem.
Yeah, I know that.
Second, he went over at his own expense and helped Dick at Chicago.
I know that.
The rest of us were very much interested.
I remember that.
Third, he's not only related to Paul Rogers and to Paul's two brothers who are in various strategic positions in Florida, but also to numerous others in Florida. He has a brother who is a very high regarded citizen at Fort Pierce and a cousin who is in Carl Gables. And then he's a native of Georgia and with many relatives up there. And his wife is the daughter of former Governor Hardeman of Georgia. And the relationships and the contacts are immense.
Yes, they are.
People that I go all out to try to get in my corner. And
yeah.
I just feel like that they might have a real meaning to you, me, and everybody else in this thing that's coming ahead.
I think it would.
Well, at any rate, besides that, he's a very fine lawyer, and standing here is of the best. I hope you can do it.
I share your view in all those things. I've got problems. I've got some other commitments, and I've got problems even in connection with those, so I can't offer him any hope or much encouragement, but I keep him in mind for anything that comes up with me, because I feel an affinity with him, and I work with him in connection to this school out here. He's on the board of trustees of
Gallaudet,
and I see him there and talk to him, and we got a lot of mutual friends, you and Dick and George.
Well, Olin Johnson is strongly in there, too.
Yeah.
By the way, Dick thought that when there was a new vacancy in the Court of Claims, that you were disposed to appoint him when such vacancy would occur.
No, he talked to me when these vacancies were announced. There are two of them, and they weren't real vacancies. They got off, and I got problems just the same time they did. And I told Dick at that time that I wouldn't be able to give him either one of the two places, and I told him I had problems that would prevent my doing that, and that I appreciated what he'd said about him, and I had a very high evaluation of him, and I felt by him very much like he did, and substantially what I've said to you. But I didn't tell him that I would give him the vacancy that came up, and I don't know of any more anyway. But those two were, I got involved even before I announced that they were leaving.
Yeah, well, I understood that, and but I understood that the appointee for this second place is out of the way now, and that that place is again open.
No, 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 it's not. No, we've got some problems, but it's not out of the way.
Well, do everything you can, Mr. President. I'm immensely interested in this.
I know that.
And so is George and Paul and all of us, and as I've already mentioned, Dick and Lister and Olin. And if you can do it, well, we'll appreciate it more than anything you can do.
Fine, Special. I appreciate it. I don't think it, there's any possibility of it working out on this vacancy, but I'll certainly bear in mind for any others. You reckon he's interested in any other type of judicial work? I mean,
no, this is the vacancy that he's after. He would like one of these lifetime judge appointments. He's getting up to the age that he can't expect.
Sometimes there's something comes along, you know, with the customs. Court or the Customs and Appeals or the tax or the military appeals or even the appellate bench.
Well, the Court of Customs Appeals and
all of those are lifetime jobs.
The tax court are both lifetime jobs, as
yeah.
I remember.
Yeah, they are, I believe.
And at any rate, I hope you can do this for him.
You think he might be interested in any lifetime job?
I think he would.
Yeah.
I think he would.
Mm-hmm.
That I would have to check with him.
Mm-hmm.
But it may be a vacancy on the Circuit Court of Appeals right here in the district.
There is, but I've got problems there. I couldn't give him that. But I may have something for him, and I just... if I were you, without offering him any commitment or any hope, I'd just say to him that the claims thing appears to be out, and I think odds are 99-1 it is, and that's that. So if he is interested in some other of the other courts that might turn up from time to time down the road, let me know, and it'll give us a little broader chance and a little better opportunity to help him. You've been in chief executive, and you know what these problems are, and I'd like to know if, for instance, something happened. I believe somebody told me something was going to happen on the Customs Court of Appeals. But as I remember, it may be just the chairman change of the chief judge. It may not be a new man. But anyway, if I knew that he were available, I'd bear him in mind, as I've had to some of these others, when it comes
I'll
up.
I'll tell you now, without having heard from him, that I think you may bear him in mind for those other lifetime jobs that are here in Washington.
Good.
You see,
good.
He has his permanent home here.
Yeah.
It's a lovely home.
Good.
And bear him in mind for
good.
Those things. Over.
Sure will. Thank you, Spencer.
Thank you, Len.
Give my love to Mary.
Waiting.